But this morning, I want to share with you about faith. Isn't that exciting? I've actually called the title of my message this morning is Faith Over Fear. I don't think there's any slides coming up. That's good. How about we pray before we dive into the Word? Thank you, Father in heaven, that your Word would go forth this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would have your way. Pray that you would speak through me here this morning. Lord, may we have open hearts and ears to hear what you're saying to us this morning. We praise you and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. So last week, who remembers last week? Who was here last week? So we heard about Peter, which is one of actually my favorite stories in the Bible. Peter got out of the boat and walked on water. So it's an incredible story, and I want to share from it again. So you're getting a double whammy. So last week we heard from this passage, and we're going to hear from it this week as well. So it's found in Matthew 14, 22 to verse 33. Just bear with me. So it says this, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him on the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Have you ever thought that maybe Jesus was just trying to take a shortcut and just like walk through the lake to get back to the boat? Because he was God, why not? But shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said. They cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." What a great story. So here's my question. What is faith? Aren't you glad you're in church this morning? What does it even mean to have faith? So the answer is found in Hebrews chapter 11. If you ever want to read a great chapter about faith, Hebrews chapter 11, but it says this. Now faith, in verse 1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And it continues on, and it gets to verse 6, and it actually says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So, I'd like to do an illustration this morning. So I'm going to need, Holly, would you like to be in my illustration? Oh, okay, all right, okay. I need kind of like three young, able people to help me. Because I'm going to get you to do some crazy things, so I don't want to make you fall over or anything like that. So who have we... the Wills boys are here, aren't they? Where are they? Rio, do you want to help me? Help me out. Come on. Please. Do you want to help me? It's all right. Come on. It'll be fun. Come on, give Rio a hand. He's awesome. So, I have my prop. So please come and stand out here. make sure we're socially distanced. Now, who's going to be my victim? Okay. Ooh. Okay, you can be my... Okay, so you're going to put this blindfold on. So you might want to take your glasses off. No peeking. Okay. You can't see? All right, good. Just got to test this out. Okay, now just come over here, guys. Okay. Sorry. Oh, he can kind of hear. Okay, so anyway, the plan is... Like, you have to like be loud, do crazy stuff. You're good, you do drama, right? Okay, you can unblock your ears. So Tom, I have to ask you, do you trust me? Okay, that was very, okay. Well, I have to say, you have to trust me in this. Like 100%, you have to 100% trust me. Okay, so just stand right there, just hang out for a sec. Okay, Tom, now, I'd like you to listen to my voice and focus only on my voice. Now, you're going to hear a few distractions, so game on.
Hey, Tom.
Follow my voice. I want you to follow my voice, Tom. So walk towards me. Walk towards me. Don't listen to this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Just keep coming towards me. Okay, keep coming. You're doing great. Keep walking forward. Follow my voice. Don't listen to that, whatever that is. Keep coming. You got, okay, stop. Turn around. Stop. Take a few steps back. Stop. I'd like you to sit down. Don't use your hands. Don't use anything. Just sit down. Okay. Well done. You can take the mask off. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Well done. All right. So, how was that for you guys? Was that a little bit scary? Yeah. I would have been scared too. So, faith, huh? Hebrews 11. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So life can get a little bit like that. You know, it was great to have Dan because he was like distracting Tom. But in the same way, we can become distracted and miss the voice of God. We can get caught up listening to the world, that we forget to listen and be guided by his word. And I don't know about you, but I can't physically see God. Maybe you can. Well, if you could, you'd probably that you would be dead, because nobody can see the full manifestation of God and live. But it can feel at times like we are blind and we're fumbling our way through existence on earth. And it can often feel like we are sinking. What happened to Peter? Going back to Peter's story of walking on the water, it says in verse 30 that when he saw the wind, he became afraid, and then he began to sink. So he started out with his eyes fixed on Jesus, but as he hopped out of the boat, he became afraid. And he was no longer focused on Jesus, and he allowed fear to take over. And maybe some of us here have started out our Christian life with our eyes fixed on Jesus, but for whatever reason, we've lost sight of him and we've found ourselves sinking in fear. Because honestly, everything we know has changed, hasn't it? In a massive way. We're living in a time of great uncertainty. I mean, the way we do church has completely changed. We have masks. Looking pretty styling, most of you. There is no singing. That's kind of weird, right? There's social distancing. We've ventured into this thing called online church. So much has changed. But I also believe that this is the church's greatest opportunity to impact so many lives for the kingdom. Because in this great time of uncertainty, we have great certainty. We have hope. We have faith. We have everything we need in Jesus. And people are searching, and they are so hungry for the truth. And I think it kind of reminds me of this movie called, has anyone seen Bubble Boy? Anyone? It stars Jake Gyllenhaal. It's about his mum was like super protective of him as a kid. And she was like, she actually planted this lie in his head that he was allergic to germs. So he grew up his whole life in a bubble. And then he falls in love with the girl, and then he chases the girl, and he builds like a bubble suit so he can go out in the world and not die to the germs. It's a great movie. But what am I trying to get at? It's easy to be trapped and sink in fear. And I don't know about you, but when I'm going through highly stressful, anxious, and fearful times in my life, it takes a toll on not just my mind, but it also affects my body. And I'll just share a bit of a story from my own life. But I remember a time when I was at uni. We got a few uni students here, right? I know we do. But when I was at uni, I was working 3 jobs. I was volunteering in church. I was like in my first or second year of marriage. I was barely making enough money to pay the rent. And oh my gosh, I was so stressed out all the time. Had no time for anything. People were like, hey, let's hang out. I'm like, no, I've got to study and practice guitar. But I was working on the weekends and nights and, yeah, studying full time. It was hard. Every day, most days, I'd be waking up at 4 a.m. I'd go over to my cold, dark office. We used to live in a house that had no aircon. I'd turn on the heater, you know, put my hands over the heater, warm my hands up, and I'd start practicing scales and songs for the next, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours. And then I'd go to uni. Had to lug around a big guitar, had to lug around a big computer, had a massive pedal board. If you don't know what a pedal board is, it's like where you put all your guitar pedals, and it's really heavy. So I had to take all of that stuff, right? And my mind was always racing. I was always thinking about my jobs, my responsibilities, my uni work. Not to mention, I also had to write essays. Come on, who writes essays doing a music degree? I just want to practice. But I was thinking about money. Like, I was, man, like, first year of marriage, I wanted to support my wife. I had other family issues. I was always on edge. And to top that off, catching the train was just such a bummer, because I'd get on the train and people would give me the look. You know how they give you the look? They're just like, what are you doing? Like, because I had all my stuff and I was just taking up so much room. So I'd always stand, never sit. But all this stress and fear, it took a toll on my body. And actually, it was so bad that I actually had many debilitating migraines through uni. And there was one time, I remember very well, I was coming home on the train from uni, had all my gear, and I suddenly suffered a migraine. And I think because I was so stressed out, had so much anxiety, and I was living in this uncertainty of the future, I was full of fear, it triggered a migraine. And I remember getting off at Eastwood Station. Anyone know where Eastwood is? Yep. So I didn't even make it to the car. I got out at Eastwood. I just kind of walked along the footpath, put my stuff down, and I just like fell over. It was quite dramatic. And I just started This is pretty dramatic. I was throwing up on the side road, and I even had like blood pouring out of my nose because I suffer blood noses. And I was just like, like just like dead on the curb or something. But luckily, I have a good wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have a great mother-in-law. So I was able to luckily call them, and they came to my rescue, which is, oh, thank God for that. Sorry? It was dark. It was like very dark. It was like 9 p.m. Yeah. So I had many migraines due to stressful times in my life. And I was very crippled with fear and anxiety. And it was like I could feel myself sinking under the pressures of life. And it really felt like I was drowning. See, I had become so distracted by all these different waves of money was a big thing, study, family, jobs, being a great musician. Oh my gosh, I was just, I want to be the best, practice so much. I was distracted by a wave of serving in church. I was so focused on these waves that I actually lost sight of Jesus. I could feel myself sinking under the waves. And you know, you might think, oh, you say servant in church? That was still a wave. It was like a responsibility. See, I would rock up and serve, but I wasn't really fixing my eyes on Christ. And I don't know about you, but maybe you find yourself here this morning, and maybe you feel like you're sinking under some kind of pressure of life. Maybe it's HSC. I don't know if you've spoken to some of the HSC students, but oh my gosh, they seem pretty stressed out. Maybe you're sinking in fear because of COVID. Our world has completely changed. Maybe you're sinking under financial worries because your business has taken a turn this year. Maybe it's not the same as where it was last year. Maybe you're sinking under this uncertainty and you have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. Maybe you're sinking under hopelessness. And just like Peter, we can start to lose sight of Jesus and start thinking, oh my gosh, the waves, the boat's so far away, it's storming. And before we know it, we can lose sight of Jesus and we can start to sink. And you might be thinking, oh, well, how do you get rid of fear? Well, I'll say this, that there's actually no way that fear will ever magically completely disappear from our lives. Wouldn't that be great if we could just live fearless lives? I mean, just think about this. If you try climbing up a cliff face and you look down, I bet you're scared. Maybe you're not, I don't know. But I'd get scared going up a cliff face, look, and if I looked down, I'd be petrified. But here's the thing, but as Peter stepped out onto the water, I think about this. Jesus could have minimized Peter's fear. He could have calmed the waves. He could have calmed the storm. But he didn't. He didn't calm the storm. Why do you think that is? Because faith grows in the unknown and the uncomfortable. And with each test of faith, our confidence in Jesus grows. I'll say that one more time. Because faith grows in the unknown and the uncomfortable. And with each test of faith, our confidence in Jesus grows. I think Peter's faith grew way more by walking on water in a crazy storm than it ever would have if he had just waltzed out of the boat and like everything was smooth and he just like walks up to Jesus and is like, hey man, like, you know, faith creates confidence. And often we associate faith with believing, which is true. It starts by believing. But it's more than just believing. It's having confidence. And that confidence causes us to act and step out, even when we're afraid. I mean, do you think Peter was afraid when he stepped out onto the water? I think he was absolutely afraid. I mean, no one had ever walked on water. It goes against every law of physics. But what enabled him to step out and walk on the water? Certainly, it was no power that he had. but it was his confidence in Jesus and his power and authority. He had a confidence and a trust in Jesus that enabled him to walk on the water. And you know, going back to the illustration we had earlier with the blindfold, Tom knows me, I hope. I hope he knows that I wasn't going to lead him into danger. But even though he couldn't see me, he trusted in my ability to guide him where he needed to be, right? So let me ask you this. Imagine if we did that exercise over and over, like we just ran it, like a drill. But this time we had like more obstacles and dangers along the way. I think Tom would grow in his confidence, and his faith would probably grow, and he'd be able to trust me more in leading him. He'd be able to recognize my voice. The other voices would become quieter. He'd be able to tune in to the sound of my voice instead of all the clamor that was happening around him. See, John 10:27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." And when we trust in Jesus, we can step out in confidence and do things that seem impossible. So I guess some of you are probably wondering, well, what happens if we don't have faith? Or we struggle to even believe or to trust in God? I sometimes imagine this, right? What if Jesus had just let Peter drown in the water? He was just like, oh, well, this is what happens when you don't have faith. Who's up next to try and walk on water? Yeah, that's what I thought. See you guys later. Imagine that. That's not what Jesus did, thank God. What does he do? He reaches out to save Peter. He saves him. You of little faith, why did you doubt? And you know, even when we are struggling to have faith, Jesus doesn't just get up and leave us and let us drown. No, he reaches out and he saves us. And he gives us opportunities to keep growing in our faith and confidence in him. So what does that look like? How do we grow our confidence in Christ when there are so many waves coming at us right now? See, Jesus doesn't necessarily calm every wave. But let me tell you, he's there with us. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You know, we can have confidence even when things do crash and burn. So let me tell you, at one time in your life, they will. And when things don't work out, Jesus is there to catch you and pick you up. Jesus is always with you no matter where you find yourself. And you know, it's going back to my own experience during my uni days. I mean, yeah, I was so stressed out, full of anxiety and fear. And if I'm honest with myself, I really struggled to keep my eyes on Jesus. But God, he didn't just up and leave me. God was still with me through all of that. And even though I was sinking in those waves, God was still pulling me out of the waves before I drowned. Now, hearing a message at church every week, that was pretty helpful. Helped me to refocus on Jesus. Worship helped me refocus on Jesus. Prayer, reading the Word, hearing people's testimonies. Oh my gosh, that is such a faith-building thing, just to hear somebody's story of what God's doing in their life or how they came to faith. That is so encouraging. Showing up to church even when I was anxious and hanging out with other believers who were encouraging. See, all of this was God's way of pulling me out of the waves. And faith is not just believing things are going to turn out the way you want them to and everything is smooth sailing. Faith is the ability to trust in God even when we are afraid and sailing through the storm. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So yeah, I'm going to ask the musicians to come. Yeah, I don't know where you find yourself this morning. Maybe you're in the boat. Maybe you can't even find faith to step out of the boat onto the water. Maybe it's a struggle to believe that God has forgiven you in Jesus and that he wants a relationship with you. Maybe you're on the water right now and you're walking. But instead of looking at Jesus, you've become distracted by all the waves. Maybe you're sinking under the pressures of life. Maybe you've lost sight of Jesus and you don't even know the leading of the Holy Spirit. You're struggling to hear his voice. So I just want to, like, if this is talking to you, or if you want to just have a bit of time to just refocus on Jesus, I want to invite you to come down the front. I know we can't sing, but while the music plays, I'd invite you to just come and stand. You can do whatever you want. You can kneel, you can stand, but I want you to just focus and fix your eyes on Jesus. So if you want to do that, please feel free to come forward. And the musicians are going to play the song Still. So just if that's you, just come on down.
I will soar with you above the stars. rest my soul in Christ alone. Know his power in quietness and trust when the oceans rise.
Take a moment to pray. Lord, we pray that you would help us to truly have faith. It starts with believing. But Lord, help us to just be confident. Help us to just be confident in who you say we are, and help us to act on that. Lord, I pray that you would help us to keep our eyes fixed on you in the middle of all that's going on, in all that life would throw at us, all the waves that would come towards us. Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus. Help us to ignore the distractions. Help us to hear clearly your voice and your leading. Lord, I pray that you would give us your peace. Just pray against any anxiety or any fear. Lord, I thank you that you would give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I pray that you would show us who you are. Show us who you are, Lord. Teach us how to pray. Help us to just have faith. Thank you for what you're doing here. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.